Hello and welcome to the Ash Frith Show. This week, with special guest, it's a comedian, a writer, a broadcaster, and a friend.
Philanthropist.
It's Justin Panks.
Hello.
Philanthropist. So, straight off the bat, let's point out that the recording equipment we are using is not the usual recording equipment.
New setup thrust upon me, forced.
Let's not say new setup like it's going to be a permanent thing. Your laptop died.
My laptop is dying. I think it's in the death throes in that it will turn on. And then I open Skype, go to call me old muck at Ashel Friths. And then it just shuts down and I get the white screen of doom. And then it restarts, but it just kept doing
Chinese
it.
Chinese writing on it. That was the worst thing. The
As
Chinese
you say,
writing,
when you
it?
Get Chinese writing, you know it's not good.
No, very bad.
So when you see
sign,
it tattooed on someone, it's a bad sign.
I mentioned this on... Oh, you're thinking maybe the Yakuza.
No, I'm just thinking about slags.
I worked with a guy called Sean, and he had a tattoo on his arm. He went away to Hong Kong, and he had a tattoo in Chinese writing on his arm, on his forearm. And when he came back, he's sort of showing off this tattoo he'd had done whilst off travelling. And the Chinese guy that we work with said, "Why have you had that tattooed?" And he's like, "Oh, you know, I just thought it looked good. It says Sean." And he went, no, it says Girl Power.
Wow.
And he'd had that tattooed on his forearm.
Why would you have your name in there? Like, there isn't a Chinese... Names
no.
are names. There isn't translations of names.
No.
Like, what's the Chinese equivalent of Sean? There's probably like a name in Chinese which is like a bit of a skanky name, like Sean, but there's no literal translation of Sean.
Well, the guy, the Chinese guy, was like, weren't you suspicious that it was the same number of, like, symbols? And he said, no, I hadn't even thought about it.
Yeah, because so Chinese
there
is...
he was.
So a Chinese... Do you know how it works? Like, you know the little pictures?
Think,
is that a whole word or just a letter?
I think it's parts of... I mean, this is only from things I vaguely remember. I think you would have sounding... things, you know, like we would say
phonetics.
Church,
yeah.
And you would say that's a CH. So I think it can be shortened by there'd be a CH type symbol,
right?
I don't know.
I look at it and I think, is each little picture a word or a letter? I don't know how it works.
Well, it is. Sometimes they look like little houses.
Yeah, a little house. And sometimes it looks, do you know what it looks like to me? It just looks like your tumble drying instructions on a label.
Yeah, often. Well, of course, the Chinese can read tumble drying instructions.
Yeah,
it's
that's what
offensive.
I would do. I would just. That's what I might get a tattoo for, tumble drying instructions.
I bet someone's got it.
Just the do not tumble dry, which is the circle in a square with a cross through it.
Yeah,
top
do you remember
of my head.
When? I might have that just above my penis, and then if ever I take my underpants off, I'd say, oh, unfortunately, someone tumble dried.
Yeah, I'd say, kind of cold wash only.
Yeah.
What was you going to say?
What was I going to say?
You said...
Oh, yeah. Do you remember in the, maybe, let's say, the noughties?
Naughty!
Where it was a bit of a thing for people to have barcodes.
Barcodes, barbed wire. I like dated tattoos. I would say...
Yeah.
You go, in the 80s, as far back as I can remember, a hinge on the inside of your elbow is a cobweb on the outer elbow.
Yeah. I've never seen a hinge, actually, but I've seen cobwebs. Plenty of cobwebs.
Oh, you have the hinge on the inside. And then you have cut along dotted line on your neck or your wrist. I like that one.
Yeah, that was for your intercity firm.
That was your intercity firm. I liked the panther with the little red marks where it scratched you. The rapier that has gone through a little sliver of skin, like a dagger with a dead gone punctured the skin out the other side.
A dagger that is got a snake wrapped around it.
Yes, there's always an eagle fighting a snake. I like that one. Like I said,
what about just a lady with her boobs?
Lady with boobs out in a can-can dress. That was always good.
Oh, just a random lady in a boobs out that's gone green.
We had this discussion
you see
here
that
before.
Often in a Weatherspoon,
where I said at my son's sports day, there was a guy in shorts with a naked woman on his calf, and I remember thinking that doesn't seem that should be. That doesn't seem right.
Was it a photorealistic?
There's a modern black and white one. Yeah, it's good. I mean, I got a chub on. And then And then I suppose in the 90s you moved into barbed wire Celtic bands.
That was a big thing. I think, what's my brother got? My brother has got, he's got a few weird ones. He's got, not barbed wire, he's got, because he was a tree surgeon. I wonder if he regrets this. I'll ask him when I speak to him. He's got a chainsaw blade instead of your barbed wire.
Wow. Round. I might have a mic. So like I might have a microphone cable put around my arm.
Yeah, but he's also got a biohazard symbol on his back.
That's pretty 90s. Here's a thing I remember from the 80s, and this just came to me the other day, apropos of nothing. I remember going into like shops where they used to sell like those iron-on, those, and you get a T-shirt, and then you pick the design, and they'd like press it on.
Yes, that was great. And I was one thinking, in Lakeside, awful.
I was thinking how different the times were, because I remember there was quite a popular one. I used to see people wearing this T-shirt, and excuse me, on the front it had a picture of Hitler, and it said European Tour 1942 to 1946, and on the back it would have all the countries he invaded, like it was a tour dates.
Awful.
But I was thinking, I'm sure I saw a lot of people wearing it, and I like.
What was the Addy Hash?
Addy Hash.
Remember that one?
Add a dose when it was a crab. But then...
What was the one with the alien?
Take me to your dealer. But I was thinking, these people used to wear these hit... I've got to think they weren't all Nazis. It was just like different times. It was a bit of a joke, I guess. Do you think they were actual Nazis? Hello.
I lost you there for 30 seconds.
Okay, I was going to say, I have to think back in the 80s that it was just a different time and people just wore it because it was a joke and it was satire. I don't think they were actual Nazi sympathisers or Nazis. People used to wear these Nazi T-shirts, Adolf Hitler European Tour, and I have to think they weren't all Nazi sympathisers or Nazis. It was just people wore it as a joke because it was dark and offensive. And now, think how different it is now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine walking around in that?
I remember there was a... No. I remember a T-shirt in one of those shops that was something along the lines of, I think I'm a lesbian or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a bloke to wear.
One of my pet hates is joke T-shirts. Like, if lost, return to pub. Or...
We've got very, very, very... similar beliefs when it comes to T-shirts. Like, I've never seen you with a logo on a T-shirt.
No, I go to Peacocks, I buy the black or whatever colour, just plain T-shirts.
You buy a polo now, don't you?
I've got a Boss polo, but that was 75 quid.
Because you got a 40-year-old neck.
40-year-old hunchback.
You went and bought polos.
I look like some kind of porpoise. I've got some kind of marine mammal spine going on. Like, the back of my neck looks like a dolphin's head. Like that bulbous, like a bottlenose dolphin.
Yeah. Same here. And I never noticed it till I turned 40, and then it's all I can see.
I was in the green room of Jonglers in Camden, and they had two mirrors either side of the green room. And I saw the back of my neck by mistake, and I did not like what I saw. Mm-hmm. It's a hunchback with a crease in it, like a fucking vulture's neck.
Yeah, that's why you've got to get a collar, I'm afraid.
Yeah, got to get a collar.
I've taken to wearing a jacket.
Yeah, a jacket will do. Anything to cover up. That's why, that must be why older geezers wear shirts. I was thinking the other day...
I look like a twat in a polo is the problem. You pull off a polo nicely, whereas I look like an absolute jerk.
I think that I was thinking the other day, and I have this little conversation with myself where I think, what is the greatest invention of all time? And I'm at the moment,
other than like the internet.
Well, no, I think it might be the T-shirt. Imagine the world without T-shirts.
Okay. Well, just wearing shirts.
Yeah, just think what it must have been like before people wore T-shirts. It must have been a right pain in the ass, all them buttons and.
I wonder when was the T-shirt invented?
I'm going to say 50s. Maybe it's before that. But it feels like a 50s thing, doesn't it? Certainly, I think 50s is where people would wear them as clothes. Maybe they were underwear.
I got a T-shirt with a massive logo on the front of it for my birthday.
What logo is it?
New Balance.
Oh, I've got one of those. And you told me my logo was too big.
Yeah, I think it is too big.
It's fine for the gym, like when you're down the gym pumping iron, like you do.
Yeah, when I'm down the gym.
When you're down the gym.
But also, here's the thing. For a decade, I haven't done this, but this year, I've got 2 Arsenal football kits. Now, I would only wear them around the house, or if I was at a game, I would wear it under a... So that's a weird thing. I would wear it and then put a hoodie over the top and zip it up. Doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, and Arsenal had a little football shenanigan with Norwich, didn't they?
Yeah, match.
Yeah, that's you call it a match, wouldn't you?
They had a football shenanigan yesterday.
The last time I checked, Norwich were 2-1 up, and I thought, okay. Oh, that's excellent. But then I think it ended 2-2.
That'd be good for the pod.
Yeah.
It ended 2-2, yeah. Let's not talk about football on the podcast.
Oh, you love football, Ash. You love it because you get getting to watch such free-flowing, amazing football this season.
Oh, it was better yesterday. But I have been enjoying my conversation with Darius.
Darius is a fellow gooner, as we call it.
He's so angry. He's so angry about
That's the football. Arsenal fan, isn't it? Is that, I think Arsenal are the angriest of all the fans, aren't they?
I'd like to do a TV show with Darius.
About Arsenal?
About Arsenal, yeah.
Right.
Because he's so opinionated.
But doesn't know what he's talking about.
I think his passion sort of makes you almost believe some of the outrageous things he says.
Arsenal fans only get passionate when they're bemoaning Arsenal. They're never positive.
Yes. No, that's true.
Isn't Arsenal TV famous for that?
Yeah, it is. But here's the thing, right? And this isn't really about football. It's more about life. I've decided I don't care about winning or losing at football anymore. I just want to enjoy it. Because obviously I go and watch games.
You just want to see the men kicking the ball, don't you?
I want to see them kicking it nicely. Yeah. Genuinely, I'm at that place now.
You like it when they kick it and it goes to another player on the same team. But when they kick it and it goes to the opposition, you get angry.
I've decided it's not important.
Here's a question,
It's
Ash.
Very, very important to me, but I don't think it matters.
Yeah, you wouldn't be saying that if they were second, 3 points behind with 3 games to go at the end of the season.
Yeah, but I'm trying. Okay,
so Ash, answer me this as a football fan, because I don't really like the fucking game. How can it be that a player gets 200 grand a week, all he has to do is play football, that's his entire life, yet he's in the final third of the pitch, there's a fucking massive gap, and he just kicks it to a member of the opposition. Like, why it is an incomplete pass? I'm not talking about intercepted. I'm talking about an incomplete. Why is that even a thing when all they fucking do is kick a football all day, every day?
Have you ever had a bad gig?
No. You know I haven't as well.
Well, I heard you did okay from another act the other day.
Well, you know what that means.
You messaged me to say you're the greatest MC of all time.
Granted.
And then an actor was at that gig said, I said, oh, Justin was on that, wasn't he? He went, yeah, he did okay.
Yeah, but that's, you know what that means, don't you?
Yeah.
It depends who's saying it, doesn't it? The fucking toe rag. But,
I believe you.
Yeah, well, if someone doesn't like you and says you did okay, you know they'd smashed it. You know that. Because if they did okay, they'd been like, nah, you didn't do so well.
Can I talk about general terms about a gig that I had?
Yeah, sure, why not?
But I don't want to talk about specifics.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we both create a fictional gig that we weren't at and describe how that might have gone?
Okay. So I was doing a gig. I might have done a gig. I'd like to do it. So I was
imagine
I was
doing a gig.
And the headliner.
Mm-hmm.
He is a very, very, I'm going to say well-known comedian, but I'm also going to say I don't think a lot of people will have heard of him.
I'm also going to say that he's probably the best looking comedian out there.
Very, very well known comedian who basically has this tremendous social media following.
Okay, we're not talking about the same person. I want the record to show that. I thought you were talking about someone else.
Who do you think I was talking about then?
Mate, have you ever been with him after a gig?
No.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah.
It is just women running and trying to jump and land on him like a hoop game at the circus. They just want to...
He's like 50, isn't
he? Yeah, but he's a good-looking bloke. Birds all over him, mate.
So we need to cut this out?
Sort of. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this guy's got massive social media following. And he sells out the Apollo four nights in a row, right? He just sells out four nights in a row. He has got a Channel 4 TV show. He's got a Netflix special. But I still think your average comedy crowd fan, you'd say him and they'd go, nope, don't know him.
No, yeah, comedy's weird like that. I mean, you've got the comedy nerds that would know him, but the mainstream household names are so few. I mean, it really is like a 1% of the 1%.
But he is in that stratosphere of those acts like Peter Kay.
Well, Paul Chowdhury's the same, isn't he? He's on at Wembley.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So this guy, obviously he had pulled out of the gig 2 weeks beforehand, and the club had put it on their website but hadn't apparently emailed around to say he wasn't going to arrive. The club had sold out 300 seats. And there was an atmosphere, no one knew, but there was a real atmosphere throughout maybe the night of people waiting for this guy impatiently. There was an aggression. There was definitely people thinking, where is he?
Oh dear.
And as I introduced the headliner who wasn't him, I heard someone say, well, this better be so-and-so. And then it wasn't him. And then when the headliner did go on, people walked out. People had a go at him. There was another incident, completely aside, where he was doing sort of... I've lost signal again.
You have, yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
So there was another incident where he was doing sort of, I don't know whether you'd call it, no, it's not pull back and reveal per se.
Club comedy.
He was saying, for example, women are stupid because they put up with idiot men, right? Was the premise of his joke. How idiot men are, how stupid men are. So he was doing a premise of women are idiots because men are such idiots. And then people shouting out, you sexist! And he had a full-on argument with about five women who were calling him
bloody
sexist.
Bloody women.
Like, no, you've missed the point of the joke. The joke is, men are idiots. That's the whole joke. That's the flip of the joke. And they were walking out. Someone called him a racist because he'd mentioned the word Asian.
That. Well, I mean,
no,
that is a word.
He was a black guy. He was a gentleman of colour.
Oh dear, is that all right? Yeah, I suppose it is. That sounds bad.
But
POC.
And the opener of the gig, he is another act who is building a social media following. He's going on tour next year. You know, he's got nearly 100,000 followers on Instagram and he's selling out dates.
Wow.
He is getting selfie after selfie before, during and after the gig.
Wow.
And again, he's made... I don't think that most people would know who he was.
No. Like
but
I
that's
said...
that's not to besmirch him. I don't want that to sound negative. I'm just saying it's a really weird thing. It's a completely separate comedy industry.
Yeah, and the game's changed. You don't have to be anointed by the industry anymore. You can kind of do it yourself, but I wouldn't want to, would you?
Not like that. Definitely not like that.
Well, that's what I mean.
But, or are we being thick?
Yep. I would say so.
Might be being thick.
I think the answer to that is always yes, no matter what subject we're on.
Because the quality... No, that's not the right word. So, I think you have to earn your chops.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't think you earn your chops by... But that's not to say they're bad. I really don't want this to sound as negative as it's maybe sounding.
Oh, stop being a pussy. Bury him.
I think if I want my general in the army leading me into battle, he needs to have been in a lot of battles. He can't just have been the best candidate.
Yep. Like me. You're talking about me now.
Yes.
No, you need vocational experiences for show. But... yeah, I agree with you. And like I said, there's sort of three ways to do this job. Keep your nut down, shit kicker, bottom rung of the ladder club comic, stay anonymous. That's my prerogative. Do the self-promoted social media, try and find a hook, try and find an angle, always putting out little clips of yourself.
It was constant, though. One of the other acts said to the opening act, like, oh my God, it's a full-time job just doing social media, isn't it? And he was like, yeah, it is. And he was doing it during the gig. Like, beforehand, he was doing stuff. In the gig, he was like
Fuck
doing little
that.
Selfies and stuff.
Fuck, is 20 minutes on stage not enough? That's enough for me. I want to do that twice a week, and that's me. I think that's a busy week. I'm so lazy.
Yeah.
I ain't even got Twitter anymore.
No.
Shit. I call it shitter.
But
yeah, that's right. Satire.
But there are so many different. If you're putting content out, you can build an audience. So I'm not saying that's wrong at all.
This is not for me, and I don't know if it's for you. That's up to you.
I also did a gig this week where I saw an act who is a signed act,
mm-hmm.
and I think I could see the bits that he had written and the bits that maybe have been written collectively or by someone
else.
Yeah,
you can always tell, because like, if it's funny, well, let's not say that. But there's different voices.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, that's exactly it. And I again, the audience, I don't think, saw that or would even pick that out. But I was watching it go, well, this is a gear change. This is a change in style, certainly.
Yeah, I did a gig on Saturday that was a smaller rural gig. Tough room. Mm. Very few people in there, spread out in quite a big room. No one really did that well, except the closer smashed it, mate.
Was it you?
It was me. What do you think about that?
Well, I expect that feedback from you.
Yeah, because I'm a fucking arrogant bastard. No, but I didn't know. It was one of the ones where I was like, do you know what? Yeah, that was a good shift. I turned up.
Yeah.
I turned up. I did what I was paid to do, and I did it well. The night ended on a bit of a high. That is all the satisfaction I need. I don't need people retweeting it or liking it or sharing it.
Well, some of those social acts that I told you about, they spent a minute, and that is not an exaggeration, at the end of the show describing how people can get in contact with them and where they can see things they've done.
It's grubby, it's tawdry, it's awful. I can't bear it.
I just think if you want to find, but that's why I've got 2,000 Twitter followers and not 100,000, because I don't think, maybe I have, but after a gig I've never gone, if you like what you heard tonight, follow me on Twitter, go onto my social media, find this, watch that, do this, do that. But maybe you should. Maybe I think that we're living in the dark ages. I think
no,
we're in the
wrong. I'm old. I'm 44. I'm not going to stand there like, and it's not just that I'm not tech savvy, because you can learn that in an afternoon. People will just say, oh, if you want to build a following, bang out your Twitter and Instagram handle. But the thing is, when I'm old, I'm of a different disposition. I've got a different attitude to that. I find that grubby, and I find that seedy, and I find it kind of like makes me squeamish, that kind of selling yourself. It's like, from the old school, where that's why they had showbiz agents, I guess, because you got someone to do that for you, because you doing it was unseemly. I find it unseemly.
Well, I made a comment that didn't go down very well, where one of the acts was talking about, once you get to like over 100,000 followers on these social media things, you start getting free stuff. You become
an influencer. Yeah.
They'll send you stuff. And he was like, oh, it's brilliant. No, I'll never pay for this thing again. I'll never do that thing again. And I said, yeah, but don't forget, you have you have made your soul rotten to the core.
Yeah, exactly.
But I thought that was like a little joke I was making.
Too close to the knuckle, mate.
It did not go down well.
Well, I remember Bill Hicks' famous bit where he said, if you do an advert, you are now off the artistic roll call forever. And
I don't necessarily
agree.
Back
then I was like, oh, I don't know about that. But as I've got older...
Because I also, that was definitely a thing, wasn't it? Loads of comedians refused to do adverts.
I wouldn't do an advert.
But I think if you're offering me, like, I know friends of mine who've earned 20 grand.
Yeah, I wouldn't
advert,
do it.
I think it'd be stupid.
Oh, I am stupid. I know it's stupid. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying my way's the right way. I'm just saying I'm so a product of my era that I just can't sell myself out, even though I know I should. I mean, I'd weigh it up in my head. There'd be two voices, and the voice with all the good arguments would be the one saying, yeah, fuck it, do it. But the one that just says, no, don't do it, is just so emphatic and will not budge.
Well, I wouldn't do an advert for something I didn't. Like, I've heard there's a McDonald's advert on that is from a vegan comic. Like that, I couldn't justify that.
Yeah, no, but then again, if all the reasons to do it are just money, I mean, if that's what I'm saying, if it's not a moral thing, if it's just like, right, finance, I'm an idiot to turn down 25 grand, for example. Yeah, I know I would be an idiot to turn down 25 grand, but turn down 25 grand, I would, Ash. I'd be the most sanctimonious man in the DOS house.
But you'd be happy. We've done sponsorship on here before.
But only products I really believe in, like black disinfectant, blue blocks, that sort of thing.
And that podcast that we had to talk about that time.
Can we just say that was absolutely fuck all to do with me? 20 seconds before we recorded, you go, oh, we've been sponsored by a podcast. I said, what's it like? You said, we can talk about it now freely, can't we?
Yeah.
I said, what's it like? You said, mate, don't listen to it. You don't want to know. Just don't say anything. I think Ash was subscribing to that. If you haven't got anything nice to say, Panks definitely won't have. Just shut your mouth.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Skid mark.
But, okay, so what about Patreon? You know, we've got brilliant Patreon fans. What's the difference?
But that's a choice.
Oh, they choose. And we're selling content.
No, exactly. I mean, if someone wants to give you money, that's not like taking it from a corporate behemoth, is it? Oh, here's a moral question for you. Here's a moral question for you, Ash. Here's a moral question for you.
You've missed. See, this is where you fall down. I was giving you a tee up to do the Patreon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, can you like and subscribe us on the gram?
Yeah, well, I don't think we're on Instagram.
No, that was the bit there. So, we'll do the Patreon. You can do that. I don't like it. Hey, listen to this. I've got a question for Ash. You know, I like to bring you moral questions, dilemmas, if you will. Ash, very famously a vegan man.
Yeah.
So you eat a lot of plant-based food.
I do.
So let's say, do you eat a lot of grains?
Loads of grains.
So let's say,
I don't care how it's harvested.
So let's say you have 100 meals. And that 100 meals comprises of dishes such as pasta, oats, wheat, breadstuffs. Or, and then I have 100 meals of beef only. Now, if I had 100 meals of beef, one animal dies. Because you could easily get 100 meals out of a cow, probably 500 meals out of a cow. One animal is dead. But in the production of your 100 meals, thousands of animals have died. They're just smaller animals.
Yeah, great, yeah.
So what does the size of the animal's life?
No, I think it's about, for me, being sensible about what you can achieve in terms of...
So you're happy to kill thousands of animals to eat your grains, and I'll just kill one animal and live off it for 6 months.
Well, I walk down the street, I kill animals. I drive a car, I kill animals.
Yeah, but you're willfully killing more than me by eating a...
Every time I drive,
yep,
I kill
children.
1,000 bugs.
Bugs, yep.
Children.
But,
I should stop.
But if you eat meat, I think there's less deaths in the animal production than there is...
But those animals being farmed are eating bugs off those leaves, so factor that.
Well, yeah, but you don't mind that.
Pigs are eating.
You
sheep.
Don't mind animals.
Cows are eating.
You
sheep
can't have a problem with animals eating animals. Come on. What about a lion?
Yeah, I think they're disgusting. Lions.
Yeah, you're glad that dentist shot Cyril, whatever he was
called.
Yeah,
they keep going around killing
that
animals.
That fucking Cyril was wiping out zebras. Dirty.
I think it's disgusting.
If I was a lion, I'd fuck a zebra.
Would you?
Is that how we get? Is that how you make tigers?
No, I think you get tigers. If I'm right, is from they are in their cage and they are suntanned.
Yeah, through the bars.
The cage bars. Yeah.
I like a tiger. I prefer tigers to lions.
There's not many of them, is there now?
Do you know that tigers' muscles aren't attached to their bones?
What?
I think a tiger, they're so...
Oh, hang on. I think slips in.
I think...
It's just impact.
I think they don't have tendons because they're so supple and pouncy. Their skeleton is just held in place by their muscles and it moves independently and languid and loose. That is
really?
Clearly not right, is it? But I remember... I definitely have had that in my brain for some years. But that can't be real.
I mean, I love it.
Yeah, I think they're the only mammal that's like not exoskeletal that hasn't got any I think their muscles aren't attached to their skeleton, but that can't be right. I'm going to call it now. That's wrong. But it was fun while it lasted.
What was it? I can't think what it was last week, and I never checked it out.
Maybe you don't need to, because I backtrack before anyone can challenge me. That's my way.
I love it. I love that you have these really strong feelings, these really strong beliefs.
Well, what it is it's right. Okay, I don't have. Okay, I guess my emphasis comes from the fact that it's definitely in my head. It's definitely a fact that I know.
Yeah.
But is it true? I ain't got a fucking clue. But it's like, I'm just like, oh, we're talking about tigers. I've heard a thing about tigers that might be right, might be wrong, but it's definitely something I've heard. And I get excited by that. But I think knowledge, what is knowledge? What is knowledge, Ash?
Knowledge is just the ability to recount information.
Does it matter if it's right or wrong?
No.
Because it doesn't. It's much more fun if it isn't. I mean, I want to live in a world where tigers' muscles aren't connected to their bone structure in any way.
But how, does it not just... Okay, if it run too fast or stop to brace it...
I don't think tigers run. They pounce, which is why they've evolved that way.
If it jumped and fell into a tree... Imagine if it jumped headfirst into a tree. Mm. Would its muscles fall?
No, its muscles are all like... I think it's more a case that it can just... That's why they're so supple and, you know, languid, is because their sort of bones are just sliding... They're held in place, obviously, by the tightness of their muscles. They're all fast twitch fibre tigers. They don't really run, do they? They just sort of coil up and then go, bang, pounce at you. That was my tiger sound effects. I'm hardly fucking Michael Winslow. I'm not having Michael Winslow on the podcast. They go, bang, like that.
Doing his helicopter and computer games.
Woo! Have you ever seen the thing where he's doing a whole lot of love with that guitarist?
No.
Oh my god, everyone listen to this, go on YouTube, Michael Winslow, it's on like Dutch TV or something, and there's this guitarist playing a whole lot of love on an acoustic guitar, and that Michael Winslow is doing like four different guitar parts and drums. It is unbelievable. I mean, credit where it's due, that guy is good at making noises with his mouth.
Yeah, very, very good. You know, he went out on tour doing a stand-up tour, did you know that?
I mean, I'm sure it's quite sound effect heavy.
Yeah, I reckon. I mean, I'd have been disappointed if it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
here's Michael Winslow. He's just doing some whimsy.
Yeah, Michael Winslow. He got into Police Academy because he could make sounds with his mouth. Hey, I watched Blue Thunder the other day.
The reason it was cast.
It must be. He couldn't act, could he? He didn't even say anything. The only time he spoke...
He didn't need to.
I'll tell you what, mate. He done this really good bit. It's weird. I've never seen anyone else do it before or since, and I think there could be mileage in it. He sort of does how in Kung Fu films, when they talk, their voices...
Their
mouths don't match up to the dialogue.
Because they're dubbed.
What? Is that what it is? I just thought that's how Chinese people... I thought, you know how you do that? You don't say that in Chinese writing. I didn't know if that's how they talk. Like that.
So, tiger's bones are connected. I can unfortunately quash that as we call.
Oh really?
Life.
I thought. Do you know what? Of everything I've ever said, I thought that was the most nailed-on one where I was right. Who told me that?
Some fucker.
Are you sure?
Oh well, I just searched on the internet.
Does it say it's a common myth, or don't even say that? Is it one of those ones that says it's a commonly it's a widely misspread myth that is it one of them, or does it just not say anything? It's just I'm completely miles off.
It doesn't mention it. It literally just says, like a human, it's endoskeleton, blah blah blah.
Well, someone lied to me.
Yeah, but then I've got a million things like that I suddenly... Do you ever have it where you just go, oh, that's not true? Oh, it could be the most ridiculous thing. You've just not given it any real thought.
Yeah, but again, even when I do that, I just arrive at it in my own volition. I just decide something's true or not true without looking it up because it's boring.
There's stuff where, you know, like stuff that's meant to be good for you or meant to do this or meant to do that. Yeah. And I've always thought, I've just sort of gone along thinking it, and I've gone, oh, no, that can't make any difference. That's nonsense.
Yeah, no, exactly what you mean. Yeah, I think the internet's ruined everything that you can look things up. It's taken the romance and magic out of life, hasn't it?
And it has saved relationships, but I think made relationships fail as well.
Oh, I'd say so.
Because there's nothing wrong than having an argument and being proved wrong during the argument.
We don't have arguments now, because you just go, hang on, let's just Google it, before you get heated. You remember people used to go and bet your fiver?
Instead of arguing about...
Remember, you used to have bets with people about facts. Do you remember?
Yeah.
What a great time.
That's why you're broke.
I remember having an argument with a bloke about how much Muhammad Ali weighed when he fought Sonny Liston to win the title. And I was convinced, we argued about how heavy he was. And I was going, no, I think he's about 16 stone. And he was like, no, he weren't that heavy, under 15. And I bet a tenner and lost. Happily paid up. But it was a better time.
How much, what did he weigh?
I think he was really light, I think, but I think he was like 15 stone. I thought he was 16.
I'm going to ask Google.
Yeah, okay.
To prove your point.
Yeah, I mean, I might have even got that wrong. I might have said the other. I definitely lost, but I can't remember if I came in heavy or light.
I need you to know there's a website that specifically answers about every fight that Muhammad Ali had and how much he weighed for each one.
Well, I know a lot about Muhammad Ali. If I went on Mastermind, my specialist subject would be a toss-up between the career of Muhammad Ali or Fender guitars.
Chinese,
right. Oh. Or Fender guitar, or tigers, the anatomy of a tiger. I would say...
Who are you asking? Against Liston?
Yes.
In his second
fight? No, first fight.
For his first pro fight?
No, his first...
Was it his debut?
No, his first title fight was against Sonny Liston when he won the title. Sonny Liston retired on his stool.
Liston 64. That one?
Yeah.
64. He weighed 210 pounds.
Yeah. So 210. Yeah, 14. I don't know. I'm just saying numbers now like I can do the maths.
He went up to against Burbank, 236 pounds. That's why he lost, didn't it? Got too fat.
Oh, well, actually, if I went on Mastermind, my specialist subject would be the anatomy of tigers. And old John Humphreys, is it? He does it now? He does it now. Would say...
John Humphreys, probably.
What is the origin of a tiger? I'd say it's when a lion boned a zebra. He'd go correct.
I'll get you some questions together. What question... I'll do this. We'll do this for next week. We'll do some... we'll do a Mastermind. Justin Pank's Mastermind.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
What subject?
Muhammad Ali, but I'm not allowed to pass.
Oh God, yeah, you're allowed to pass.
No, but that's what we're just talking about. I've never passed in my life. If I don't know something, I just make it up.
Okay, will you give an answer?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, exactly what I'm saying.
Next week's episode, we will have a mastermind, Justin Pank's mastermind on Muhammad Ali,
fighting career.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Well, I don't want it to be like, where did he live when he died or that crap.
Where did he live when he died?
In an old people's home, probably. He had Parkinson's.
Okay, the fighting career of Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, of who?
I called him Muhammad Ali.
It's the most common name on the planet, and you can't get that right. That is a lack of respect. You should learn how to say I remember when I was a kid and I used to buy all these Muhammad Ali DVD and VHS films, actually. And there were some American commentators that were calling him Muhammad. Some people called him Mohammed. Some people called him Muhammad, and someone called him Muhammad. I think it was Howard. Howard Cassell would go, "Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Muhammad Ali." Do you know what I mean? Muhammad Ali. Muhammad.
Oh, goodness.
And I remember Angelo Dundee going, when he came in and told me he had converted to Muslim, I didn't even know what it was. I thought it was a piece of cloth. That's what he said.
Well, it's offensive, isn't it? But you're allowed to be offensive.
That's what Angelo Dundee said. And he goes,
I wasn't saying you.
So in the first fight against Sonny Liston, there's a rumour that they spiked Muhammad Ali's water so he couldn't see. Yeah. And in between rounds... Angelo Dundee put was it the first fight or the second fight? I think it might have been the second fight because he was Cassius Clay in the...
His first fight was in 64.
That was when he was still Cassius Clay. So in the second fight, he'd converted and changed his name to Muhammad Ali. And then I think it was the second fight. So anyway, Angelo Dundee reckons he put the sponge on Muhammad Ali's face and he started like complaining that he couldn't see and his eyes were stinging. And Angelo Dundee said that sat in his corner was all the Nation of Islam, who the church that Muhammad Ali, black church of Muslims. And Angelo Dundee says, oh, this has got to be bullshit. He goes, I put it on his face and he said it burnt. He goes, so I put my finger in the water and touched my eye, it burnt like hell. But then he goes, then I could hear all the murmuring. He goes, what did I just say they were called? I can't remember. Nation of Islam were going, get... Oh, don't worry about it. I just lost you then. I was floundering, I was trying to dig myself out of a hole, and then you lost your signal. I was like, oh, thank fuck for that. bile abort.
But we've got it.
But the nation is all head. Going. He reckons, Mark, this is what Angelo Dundee said, and I clearly think this is bullshit. He reckons all the Nation of Islam are going, let's get Whitey, let's get that Whitey.
Well, there we go, listener.
What a
that's
buy-off.
Justin's opinion, not mine.
No, that's an accurate that's an accurate and faithful recounting of Angelo Dundee's anecdote. Don't shoot the messenger.
Well, Muhammad himself was only a messenger from
not touching that one. So anyway,
he was a prophet, of course.
We've had a lovely time.
We have, and we've been beset by technological issues, but suffice to say, listener, your patronage is very much appreciated.
Well, I should
Justin, you are,
I said I should Coco.
You are getting, Justin, microphones.
Yeah.
For your end.
Yeah.
We'll get some signal first. Maybe we'll get you some broadband.
Yep, I'm in Norfolk. Undisclosed location.
But this has been a technologically difficult episode. But thank you for being there. If you want to support us on Patreon, it's patreon.com/pranks.
Yeah, why not?
Or maybe pranks and fun.
Might be.
But you'll find us on there. And you'll get podcasts early. And we didn't get together this week, events, but we will be getting together, so you will be
I'm going to put out all the stops and come and see you, my chubby little friend.
Oh, come on.
Chubby's not bad. Come on.
We're going to do video content for the Patreons at $5 a month or more, and we'll be doing the monthly podcast for everyone. We will still do November's. I know we missed November, but we will be doing it, won't we? An audio podcast.
Sure, why not?
Well, we've got to, really.
Yeah.
So legally, they've paid.
We love you, listeners.
We genuinely do. Thank you very, very much for everything you've done for Justin.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Mark Honeybuns, I hope you've received your mug.
Oh, you bought a mug? How does one do that?
You can just tweet me and say, can I have a mug?
And then send us the Patreon money and then you'll send them the mug.
Or they could just pay it into our PayPal.
Oh, okay, that's better. That works.
I can do that direct. £8 for the mug.
Oh, that's a bargain.
I need to tell you something though, Justin. The mugs, I think, were a bad idea long term because at that price, we don't really make any money off them.
Whose idea was the mugs, Ash?
You said let's get some mugs.
No. Whose idea was the mugs, Ash?
We're going to start... Well, you remember, we're going to have some new merch coming up soon. We're going to do the Redbubble thing, I think.
Yeah.
That website where you can basically pick anything. Justin has been working on some stuff.
Artwork. But my laptop's breaking. Come on, blood. Give me a break.
Okay, but that'll be done pretty soon, I imagine.
Yeah.
And we'll have some more merch for you. You can buy whatever you want. You buy it straight from there. I think that's the best way of doing it. Simply because we've had stuff at
can I have a mug?
At my house. Yes, mate.
Cool.
Yeah, £8.
Is it nice? £9 to you, my friend.
Come and collect.
Yeah, I will. I'll come and collect my mug.
But, yeah, I think that's the best way to do it because the fact we had the mugs delivered and then we have the poster back out and we basically...
Yeah, but we're just giving our fans beautiful mugs to drink out of.
I think maybe that's what we'll do with the remaining mugs. You'll take your mug. And what we've got left... I mean, we've sold a few mugs, but what we've got left, maybe we'll do some sort of competition.
So just you saying we don't get any money for the mugs because... But I don't get any money for the mugs.
The money for the mugs...
But you get money for the mugs, but I just don't.
Oh, God, I get the money for the mugs, mate.
Yeah, well, I'm the mug here, eh? What about that one?
You don't know about the money from the patrons, do you?
We've never had any, have we?
Nah, mate.
I don't do it for the money. I'd do it for the chat.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, why not? Well,
thank you, Justin. Sorry about the technical difficulties. In many ways, largely your fault.
Yeah, well, not my fault. My equipment's gone up the Swanee, up the Khyber Pass.
If you want Justin to have better equipment, do support us on Patreon and Ko-fi. Thank you.
Bye.